alms. And so when we read this psalm this morning, Psalm 145,
I invite you to think about the attitude and the posture of one who might pray this psalm, Psalm 145.
I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. The Lord is just in all his ways and kind in all his doings. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of all who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 145 is one of the very last psalms in the book. However, it goes back to the very beginning. We find in this prayer that the psalmist is giving thanks for God, the creator and the source of abundant blessings. And so as we enter the month of November and we think very hard about what we are thankful for and what God has given us, this psalmist lifts that up and even says, like in one of our praise songs, that it's unsearchable. You can go anywhere and you will never find one as great as our God. Those first five verses, they are a direct communication between us and God, between the psalmist and God. And then at the end, it does something different. It switches voices. And so instead of just talking to God, the psalmist talks to the reader and talks about God. God is just almost like, I'm so excited about this wonderful God that I need to tell you about this wonderful God. Not just talk to God, but to share it with you. And so the psalmist explains who God is and how God works in the world. At the heart of the faith of this psalmist is this deep belief that God has created us in love, that everything we need to live and to thrive is given to us by God. However, in a season of Thanksgiving and giving at Christmas that we're about to come up on, how often do we regress into a mindset that believes maybe we don't have enough? It's easy to do that, isn't it? Where have you been lately where you've wanted more? Or you've thought, I could really use this. Or if I do this thing, if I give generously, I might not have enough for myself. Anybody ever felt like that before? I know that I have felt that way. You look at your bank balance? Do you think, I really want to do this thing for this person? But there's this part of you that holds back because you also want your bank balance to look good. But generosity is the root of this whole psalm. Not our generosity, because we know we can be stingy. We don't always hold, we don't always give. We like to hold on. But God's generosity, who God is, how much God gives, how great God is. So great. So great. That the psalmist wants to meditate on the wondrous works of God. Not just say, God is so good, but to think about it deeply, quietly in your soul. And this should be our attitude as well. When we feel in our hearts the stinginess come up, when we start to feel like there's not enough, or to feel like there's scarcity, you look out and you think, I don't know. These are the hints and the clues for us that we need to go back and meditate on God's generosity. We need to flip a switch inside our hearts. And that is not an easy thing to do. I wonder about this psalmist. Did the psalmist always feel this way? Right? The psalmist is a person. Did they always feel this loving and this strong faith in who God was and what God had done for them? I can tell you the answer. You can read some of the other psalms and the answer is no. Right? Some of the other psalms are like, oh God, where are you? Why have you left me? Why have you turned your face away? Why are my enemies winning? The psalmist didn't always have this incredible, strong faith. The psalmist worried and had anxiety and dealt with stuff. But you know what the psalmist did with that stuff? The psalmist gave it to God. And so even in the midst of our anxiety and our worry and our feeling that God is not as close as we want God to be, we can still pray Psalm 145. I'm going to say something, you're going to go, oh, maybe this isn't how it's supposed to be, but I think it actually is. You've heard this phrase, fake it till you make it. Everybody heard that phrase? I honestly think this is what we have to do with our faith sometimes. And I think it's what the psalmist did. The psalmist said, I'm going to put the words in my mouth that I need to believe, even when I don't really believe them. It's what we do every Sunday when we come here, right? You might have sang a song this morning and been like, I don't actually feel that way. My life is difficult right now. There are hard things happening. And yet we gather together and we spend time together with a time of praise. Even when we don't always feel like praising. Because putting those words in our mouth remind us of who God is. Even when we may not be feeling it 100%. This psalm talks to us about God's faithfulness, how God is full of power and God is in charge. And at the root of that is that God provides. God provides for each of us. and that God is good all the time. God is good all the time. You may have heard that one verse, the one difficult verse that, you know, the Old Testament always has a few difficult verses, that says, the Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. Did you hear that? Does it sort of make you flinch a little bit? If we are to believe that God is the creator of all and everyone, if we are to believe that God is faithful, what does that mean for the wicked? But I challenge you today to think that it's not God's punishment that is happening in these instances, but it's consequences. It's God's consequences. That for those people who live outside of God's will and God's love and God's law, their lives are not like the lives of somebody who lives within God's will and God's love and God's law, who connect to God purposefully, who meditate on God's generosity. Those people, the consequences of that is a life filled with joy and love and generosity. But to be stingy, to hold on to things ourselves, to not share, to not acknowledge God's goodness, carries its own consequences. It makes life sad. It makes people lonely. It separates them from God. And this psalmist has watched it happen, as I know you have too in your lives. You've watched it happen to people. And so we do the best that we can. Our mouths speak the praises of the Lord. This week, as you go about your work, as you go about your play and your fellowship, as you go about your times of quietness and solitude, may your mouth speak the praise of the Lord. Do it quietly, do it loudly. And all flesh, the psalmist says, will bless his holy name forever and forever. Amen. Let us pray. God, each time we bring our gifts forward, each day that we offer our lives to you, we are thanking you and praising you and expressing a longing for this world where all thrive, for what is yet to be, but that we trust in. It is in your name we pray. Amen.